Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 10th Annual January Graduate Recognition Ceremony. I am Rachel Schumann, the Senior Class Commencement Chair and member of the Senior Class Council. The academic procession is about to begin. Please take your places in your seats and clear the aisles. Also, please take a moment to make sure that the ringers on your cellular phones are turned off. Thank you. We would also like to ask that you remain in your seats during the ceremony. A video is being produced of the entire event and can be viewed at Cornell Cast later next week. There will be opportunities to take photos with your student after the ceremony. Thank you. At this time, it is my pleasure to introduce the readers from each college who will be announcing the degree candidates' names today. From the Graduate School, Associate Dean Sarah Wicker. From the Johnson Graduate School of Management, Assistant Registrar Paula Miller. From the School of Industrial and Labor Relations, Kevin Harris. From the School of Architecture, Art, and Planning, Associate Dean Barry Perlis. From the College of Hotel Administration, Associate Dean Stephen Carvell. From the College of Human Ecology, Associate Dean Carol Bizzani. From the College of Engineering, Associate Dean Charles Seiler. From the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, Associate Dean Donald Vines. And from the College of Arts and Sciences, Assistant Dean Kenneth Gabbard. Thank you for coming, and please join us at the reception afterwards.
morning, families, friends, colleagues, and students. We've gathered here today to honor our students who are completing their academic achievements at Cornell University. Please be seated. Everybody is seated. It's my pleasure to introduce to you the president of Cornell University, David J. Skorton.
Thank you, Professor Wolcott, and good morning, everyone. On behalf of Cornell University and the deans, faculty, and staff of its schools and colleges, I am pleased to welcome you to this morning's ceremony. Before we begin, though, I ask us all to observe a moment of silence to honor the memory of those who lost their lives at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, and who will never have the opportunity to come together as we are today to celebrate one of life's great milestones. Even as we all struggle to comprehend this recent tragedy, we are heartened by the sense of community that surrounds us all in Barton Hall this morning. I personally congratulate each and every student who will receive a Cornell degree next month. Of all the things we do at Cornell, at all the things we do at colleges across the United States, nothing is as optimistic an endeavor as preparing the next generation to make their marks on the world, nor as joyful as a college commencement. Please join me in a first recognition of these splendid degree candidates. Of course, I want to give credit where credit is due and welcome the families and guests of the graduates, those who really get the credit for these degrees. And I want to ask you again to join me in honoring the faculty and the staff of Cornell University who have shepherded your students through these very important formative years. The candidates for January degrees this year, as always, are a multifaceted group, ethnically and geographically, in their career interests and in every other way. There are 916 candidates, just over half, earning graduate degrees. They represent all seven of Cornell's undergraduate colleges, as well as the Graduate School and the Johnson Graduate School of Management. I'm proud to say that several of the graduates are also Cornell University employees who have earned their degrees by participating in our employee degree program. Among the bachelor's degree candidates, fully 20% are international students, as are half of the graduate and professional degree candidates, continuing this university's rich and nearly 150-year history of attracting scholars in every field from every corner of the globe. This is one of many, many ways that Cornell University has and will continue to impact the world. And the world has never been in greater need of the skills and perspectives that you, graduates, can provide. The daily news reports provide a sobering litany of our problems and challenges: global climate change and poverty and turmoil in the Middle East and doubts about the future of the European Union, even as it earned this year's Nobel Peace Prize. A host of programs dangling at the edge of the fiscal cliff in this country, and again, the senseless violence that has stunned and saddened us all. Yet, looking out at this sea of caps and gowns, here in Barton this morning, I am optimistic, not only for you, graduates, but because of your skills and youth and energy, I am optimistic for all of us. I thank you, the students, for your activism and entrepreneurial thinking and commitment to public engagement that so many of you have already shown so convincingly in your years at Cornell. Whether through the more than 400,000 hours of community service that Cornell students provide every year, or through other initiatives that you have chosen to pursue in groups or as committed individuals. Members of the class of 2013, both undergraduate and graduate students, have already contributed so much to beginning to lift the world's burdens. From starting a company, for example, that makes solar lights out of plastic bottles for people without electricity in the developing world, to raising funds, for another example, so that orphans in Uganda and Haiti can attend school, to teaching in the Cornell Prison Education Program, reaching inmates right here in central New York. I have no doubt that each of you will be well prepared as a result of your Cornell education and your Cornell experiences to be active and effective and forward-thinking in helping to address the challenges that we all share. It's been said that we make a living from what we get, but we make a life from what we give. And in this season of gratitude and giving, which is part of so many of our cultural traditions, you, each of you, have every reason for confidence about the kind of life you will lead and the role that you can play, and I hope you will play, in the world. And as you move, each of you, to the next stage of life's journey, you have earned all of our congratulations and good wishes, and we look to you to create a better future for yourselves, for your loved ones, and for the world. Good luck, and stay in touch. And now it is my pleasure to turn the podium over to Senior Class President Anna Fowler. Thank you.
To everyone who is here today, Presidents Gorton, distinguished faculty and staff, parents, siblings, friends, and especially to my peers who are graduating today. My name is Anna Fowler, and I am the president of the class of 2013. I, like my peers, have struggled through prelims, job searches, essays, and problem sets, and am happy to be nearly through with these struggles. As we relish the completion of such a challenging yet rewarding experience, we reminisce about fond moments. The spring breaks, the weekends out with friends, the a cappella concerts, the slope days, and the many more happy times we have had here. But thinking back, you also realize how many times you wished a test would be over, or that it would finally be Saturday, or that spring break would get here faster. As freshmen, we wish we were seniors. We wish for our 21st birthdays to get there sooner and for parties to get there faster. Some of you may have wished this day would get here earlier, obviously, considering many of you are graduating a semester early. But what happens in between the moments we so look forward to are the times we learn the most, gain the most valuable experiences, and prove to ourselves what we are really capable of. While studying for the most grueling prelim, you gain the greatest knowledge. While putting in volunteer hours for a program or event, you gain incredible experiences and meet new and diverse people. And when you struggle through personal strife or battle through rejection or defeat, you gain fortitude and wisdom that will not only better prepare you for the future, but you also understand just how much you are truly capable of taking on. You learn to appreciate those things you once took for granted. Everything in life is not as exciting as a holiday or a party, but those moments in between, you will find the courage, knowledge, and grace that define your character and make you, you. Hard times and difficult periods may be inevitable, but it is so important to stay optimistic throughout and not wish your life away. We have all spent years preparing. In high school, we prepared to get into college. In college, we prepared to get a job or move on to higher education. And while we move forward into whatever next steps we may take, we will plan and prepare for promotions, honors, awards, and transitions. And throughout all of this preparation and progress, it is crucial to appreciate every aspect of the journey we create for ourselves. While you may not be able to control every situation or prevent every bad thing from happening, what you can do is decide how you will respond. You and you alone control how you will react. Whether you stand up and fight for what you believe in or give up in the face of adversity, the choice will always be yours. But by fighting, you instantly improve the odds that you will find success and triumph over whatever roadblock you happen to be facing. And if you fight, you can greatly advance the potential of this world. We are some of the brightest minds and hardest working people there are. Whether we have studied finance, biology, engineering, agriculture, or ecology, we have all gained a prestigious education in fields that need improvement. Yes, we live in an imperfect world, and no, it may not always be easy. But if you bring your intelligence and efforts forth, I have no doubt that you will play an instrumental role in making the progress this world so desperately needs. In conclusion, I quote the famous academic and author Leo Rosten, who stated, "The purpose of life is to matter, to count, to stand for something, to have it make some difference that we lived it all." We are a group of amazingly intelligent, well-educated, hardworking, and talented people, and I am so honored and humbled to have been able to get to know so many of you. I congratulate you and thank you in advance for all of the wonderful contributions you are all destined to make. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna. We will now recognize the January degree candidates individually. I will call each dean forward and ask the candidates to rise one row at a time and approach the platform. At this time, the reader for the first college will approach the microphone near the stairs. And will the Vice Provost and Dean of the Graduate School, Barbara Newth, please step forward, and the candidates from the Graduate School approach the platform.
Sandra Guarino. Brian Kim. Rajni Singh. Yin He. Kristen Murphy. Patrick Murphy. Susan Villarreal. Michelle Whitecraft. Allison West. Margaret Dement. Alicia Gailey. Asma El Yacoubi. Rocio Relas. Kelly Ciccone Hogan. Noor Afiza Mustafa. Mode Safri Hassan. Ite Nashan. Jolion Bloomfield. Anthony Altieri. Ziyang Gain. Deka Muhammad. Yu Ting Zhang. Jia Ji Yu. Yi Shi. Lillian Shu. Elva Cha. Asias Ayana. Xiao Yu Du. Chen Chen Dong. Yi Jia Pan. Shen Yu Chen. Ankith Singh, Rudier Gupta, Ali Rizvi, Sarabjit Singh Saluja, Dallas Diaz, Liaquat Ali Nadaf, Aditya Kelkar, Shweta Joshi, Swati Gupta, Sanjana Venkataraman, Suma Manu, Shawuri Marathi, Najla Elmoshtub, Risa Naka, Sarah Richardson, Amy Rayo, Sujin G, Pamela Annabelle Perez, Mark Vaz, Ankur Chiplunkar, Chen Song, Christopher Naren Thomas, Abbas Bani Hashim, Samuel Smith, Amy Hetherington, Xiao Shi Shu, Nan Shu, Ming Ding, Yano Wong, Viral Oza, Christine Baver, Joshua Davananis, Katie Danon, Caitlin Anderson, Sang-un Bae, Jinbo Yang, Daniel Chin, Michael Wu, David Dunn, Daniel Rocio, Michael Zwillenberg, Akansha Swami, TJ Kara, Josh Reschke, Jaehyun Park, Michelle Chow, Wan Hua Z, Trong Pham, Sri Devi Kumar, Ming Lian Pan, Tirayut Tirasabalak, Christine Chen, Sandra Kwa, Ricky C, Wenceslaus Lee, Kevin Furr, Anthony Savas, Amanda Cookson, Cynthia Marinaro, Thomas Schmidt, Charles Wong, Patrick Jugel. Neil Butler. Chang Chen He. Tina Lee. Xiang Hian An. Inji Ganam. Ting Guo. Justin Steimel. Natalie Kasich. Noah Ives. Julia Weiss. Jeffrey Loden. Colin McCrone. Julia Pascuto. William Schickhaus Smith. Ryan Glick. Henry Adam Weber. Deborah Chang. Xiao Chen. Jessica Levine. Armando Rijau Jumet. Ga-in Sim. Nellie Ann Lam. Yuan Ying Serena Lee. Dikkar Ida Tom. Leah Lee. Yin Ho Kim. Young Fei Guo. He Yan Chung. Clifford Chan. Yan Bing Zhu. Mohammed Javad Rostami. Thitsar Thitsar. Juan Choi.
Thank you, Vice Provost and Dean Knuth. Will the Associate Dean of the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management, Douglas Stamen, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Tulsi Thenawala.
Thank you, Associate Dean Stamen. Will the Associate Dean of the School of Industrial and Labor Relations, Robert Smith, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Alexander Proust. Ivan Tchaikovsky. Daniel Krenitzin. Will Herman. Lauren Schwarzenholzer. Helen Cabot. Julia Cabot. Robin Rayner. Berna Bai. Nicholas Laurie. Alexis Worth. Christopher Holmes.
Thank you, Associate Dean Stamen. Will the Associate Dean of the School of Industrial and Labor Relations, Robert Smith, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform. Will the Dean of the College of Architecture, Art, and Planning, Kent Kleinman, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Aura Maria Jaramillo San Clemente. Tina Filman. Katarzyna Pozniak. Wajiha Kuraishi. Junhyuk Choi. Jacqueline Liu. Nina Young, Vera Zorkina,
thank you, Dean Kleinman. Will the Dean of the School of Hotel Administration, Michael Johnson, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Gabriel Kennedy. Brennan Spreitzer. Sam Ostergaard. Cherise Chambers. Stephen Beamstabor, oops, sorry. Julianne Panahal. Sorry. Back to go. Stephen Beamstabor. Caroline Kelter. Debbie Hyun Gu. Yaris Ng Pang. Sunny Sun Jung Park. Lillian So. Christina Mandal. Andrew Burke. Tessa Hart. Ethel Hoon. Andy Lee. Sarah Liao. Kazusa Yahmane. Shu Ang G. Shi Cho. Christina Milano. Lindsay McDonald. Joseph Sanson.
Thank you, Dean Johnson. Will the Dean of the College of Human Ecology, Alan Mathias, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Juno Lee. Christine Louis. Christine Januzzi. Rachel Leopold. Jessica Chin. Karen Calabrese. Jessica Sweetman. Carrie Carlton. Matthew Sachs. Yoonsup Lee. Samantha Kerr. Tori Kanji.
Thank you, Dean Mathias. Will the Dean of the College of Engineering, Lance Collins, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Ji Zhang. Ayudong Lee. Nathan Major. Jacob Raskin. Josephine Bates. Christopher Perry VI. Teresa Wong. Harrison Gill. Imtiaz Karim. Spencer Michael Hicks. Matthew Lordahl. Tensegum Bodumzad. Robert McCombs. Andrew Tennant. Michael Hyland. Daniel Haberman. Aaron Martinez. Javier Campanini. Chiman Fang. Christopher Zhang. Jason Lee. Yungjun Che. Qiping Ye. Sung Park. Jungyoung Lee. Alexander Wang. Niket Khanna. Ethan Lee. Oliver Rennick. Debashree Guru Aribam.
Thank you, Dean Collins. Will the Dean of the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, Catherine Boer, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Kenneth Babcock. Luke Lagakis. Lindsay Rosenstein. Stephanie Lau. Marin Carlson. Ariel Miwa Oseki Robbins. Joseph Chelly. Ross Hathaway. Diana Mack. Joanne Lee. Osiratine Amuyo. Mahindra Mohan. Joseph Miller.
Jonah Ort. Mason Day. John Russell. Susan Weidman. Kristen Rumovitz. Elizabeth Carey. Raven Hickson. Courtney Parchment. James Buckley. Emily Foreman. Richard Sutton. Mark Scales. Richard Frost. Daniel Hawks. Kaylee Chalkowski. Jennifer Dizell. Thomas Shepard. Dara Liddick. Sarah Bashrahil. Carly Newman. Stephanie Supa. Maudvi Diol. Alicia Schaefer. Preston Rimby. Amanda Klopp. Minbyul Kim. Dennis Zell. Jaime Gomez. Grant Weiss. Lillian Taylor. James Kang. Howard Chang. Solana Claudio Alboran. Ann Lukasiewicz. Zujun Wang. Megan Tubb. Timothy Shields. Shane Savage. Emil Chang Jr. Roxana Oriana. Su Jung Yu. James Critelli. Enrique Mauricio Arechavaleta Garza.
Thank you, Dean Bohr. Will the Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences, Peter Lepage, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform?
Leah Stolyar. Joanna Dong. Rashmitha Radhakrishnan. Steve Poveda. Jamie Sutton. Sarah Nguyen. Ji-hyuk Kim. Sung Lee. Vanessa Loredan. Robert Ruttenberg. Richard Yum. Sokwon Terry Park. Daniel Soy. Austin Jones. Jason Hsu. Kelsey Chang. Gretel Corsa. Min Kyung Kim. Charles Rose. Sheng Lu. Sarah Benedson. Adam Vincent Pears. Sinclair Kim. Sung Hyun Hong. Victor Haas. Patrick Stewart. Alex Rawitz. Megan Curran. Mohith Raymond Alvey. Jesse Boas. Kara Kostich. James Rao. Colleen Taggart. Alexander Vexler. Francis Kelly. Catherine Schrage. Misha Chekovich. Christopher Slyke. Maida Duruck. Michael Dubril. Christopher Kit Dobbins. Lei Liu. Yakaterina Nikiforova. Caitlin Flynn. Crystal Tan. Ksenia Krixunov. Hyung Mo Koo. Kyung Woo Kang. Jaehee Hwang. Jungyeon Kwan. Julie Juyun Oh. Seung Won Su. Seung Hyun Kim. Koledon Peter Nicholas Lupoli III.
Thank you, Dean LaPage. Will the assembly please stand for the singing of the Alma Mater?
Far above Cayuga's waters, with its waves of bloom, stands our noble Alma Mater, glorious to view. Lift the chorus, speed it onward, louder praises tell. Hail to thee, our Alma Mater, hail, oh hail, Cornell. Far above the busy humming of the bustling town, reared against the arch of heaven, looks she proudly down. Lift the chorus, speed it onward, louder praises tell. Hail to thee, our Alma Mater, hail, oh hail, Cornell.
This concludes our recognition ceremony. Please remain standing while the platform party, faculty, administrators, trustees, and candidates recess to the reception area. Everybody is welcome to attend the reception. Thank you for attending, and safe travels home. Thank you.